Ha'ara, which was Nishadesh B'toich. Avraham Avinu is going to buy Maras HaMachpelah. Avraham Avinu knew from Maisa beforehand the Maras HaMachpelah is a mokum choshuv ma'oid ma'oid. He saw that Adam and Chava were buried there. He knew that it was going to Chazal of Pesach to Gan Eden. This is the mokum where the Ovos HaKadoshim have to be buried. He knew the Ephraim, the Balabos, owns the Myra. So we find something very interesting. Why didn't he go to Ephraim and offer to buy the and ask to buy the Maras HaMachpelah? What does he do? Vayokam Avram. Ve'al b'nei meisoy, vayitab b'el b'nei ches leimer. Speaks to all the b'nei ches. What were they all doing there? Because they realized the chashivas of Avram and Sarah. They closed all their Mekomis Malacha, they all gathered together. Vaydavel b'nei ches leimer, ger v'soyshav anochi imachem. Tnu li achuzas keve imachem v'egbro meisi milafonai. Start speaking to the b'nei ches. Why? Terence says, Ephraim is b'yesoid atuma, and he's not poshut. It's not going to be poshut to get this mokum kaddish out of the hands of the koichos atuma. How's he going to do it? So Avraham Avinu used meridik chokhmah, tremendous hishtadlus, to get what he needed. He first speaks to the B'nai Ches and he tells them, Tnu li achuzas kever imochem. He tells them, ger betoshav, which is the choir, astira. If he's a ger, he's not a toshav. So toshav's not a ger. Rashi said there was a veiled threat there. If you want, I'll be a ger. Im lav a toshav et leno min adin, the be'etzem, it belongs to me anyway. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. And al kolpanim, he says to them, Tnu li achuzas kevi mochem ve'egbara meisi milafonai. Nebach, my wife is nifta, here she is, I have to bury her. Moira de rachmanis. Vayanu b'nei ches is Avram leima lord. Shmaenu adoini. Nesi elokim ato besoichenu. Bemivcha gvoreinu kvores meisecho. Agav. In this pasuk you see a meridik azach. You see the covet that the goyim held the Ovos HaKadoshim. Here Avram Avinu. Pashas Lech Lecha, they came to Emek HaMelech, Hushvu Kula Vimlichu, Oize Aleyem. They're all Maki, the godless of Avraham Avinu. Nesi Elokim Ato Besoichei. Avimelech said, last week's parasha,
These goyim saw the shechina for every mice that he did.
Zog de Sibonoi, Elakim bimcholafichoch ani yore bimcho. I'm scared of you, said Avimelech. Avimelech was a melech, and he came with his general, Fichoi. Lefichoch ani yore bimcho, loy bigvurascho vaashrecho, not from you, but because Elakim bimcho. Lechein ani bemakesh etishmali. He realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Avraham Avinu and everything that he did, the sea Elohim atom is a chenu. Al kol ponim. What did they say? The mivcha kvarenu kvaris meisech. You can take the choicest kever. Ish mi menu is kivroi. Lo yichle mivcha mi kvar meisech. So the whole oilam b'nei ches will be mischayev. Nobody will withhold a kever. Vayokom Avram vayishtachul amoritz l'bnei ches. We'll come back in a second. Now what does he do? That's stage one. They've all been mischayev. Ish mimena liyichle. Now we can focus and try and chap Ephraim. He knew where Ephraim was. Why didn't he go to Ephraim himself? He knew it wouldn't work. He asked them, and he knew Ephraim sitting there. And he asked them, Rabbi Isai, please, if you really want to do me this time, V'likbar es meisi milafonai, Nebach, the mace is here in front of me. You go and beseech, pigu, mipogea means, hear the Lashon, to beseech, to plead, with Ephraim ben Zoycha. V'yiten li es moras hamach pela sheloi, ashe biktei sodehu, Bechesef male yidnena li besoichachem lachuzas kovel. What was he asking for? A maton or a mecher? What type of mecher is it? Bechesef male yidnena li. He should give it to me as a matona, bechesef male. He knew who he was dealing with. He says to them, please, beseech him, he should give me a matana. We'll have a big sign donated by Ephraim ben Soichar. Either sign isn't there today. No. Maybe there were other reasons why later on in the parasha why he wasn't Soichar to have that sign there. About Koponim, that's what Yitanis Maras Hamachpela Shaloi. Shevik Tesadeu, it's the end of his field anyway, it's not Nogea, enough committed to him. Bekesek mole yidnenu li besoichachem lachuz askol. And Ephraim fell for the bait. The Ephraim yoshev besoich b'nei ches. Zabtrashi yoshev ksiv choser. Here it says Yoshav. Hoysa yoy minuhu shoyta aleim b'nei chashivusu shel Avram shoyin soich lo. Ola li gedulei. That day, that very day, he became the shofet of heaven. It was a wonderful day for him. He was just elected kilu president without any ziyufim. He was actually elected. It's going to be the shofet. He's drunk with gadlus, with gaiva, with kovod, and now the nasi Elohim is coming and wants to deal with him. Glory! What can be better? So he jumps up. They don't even have to come to him. He jumps up. Vayad Ephraim Achiti es Avram be'ozlei b'nei ches lechoil bo'ei shar iroi. Every single person who lived in Hebron was there. And he says in a very loud voice that they should all hear, Lo Yadoni, Shmoeni, Asad Elo Sat Eloch,
I'm giving you as a matana. V'ma'ora sheboi l'chona satiyo. A matana. Not only the Myra, the Sada as well. L'eine b'nei ami nisatiyo. How many times is he going to say it's a matana? Kvar meisecho. You can already bury your base. V'ashtachva avrum lifnei ha'ma'oras. Come back to it. Avraham Avinu says in a loud voice, everyone should hear, Leimah, Achibato Lushma Eini. Please listen to me. Nasati Kesef Asadeh. I already have the money for the Sadeh in a separate account. Nasati, I've given it, separated. Kach Bimeni. Just take the money. Megvoris Mesi Shom. Ayan Ephraim is Avraham Leimer Loi. All of a sudden Ephraim starts talking in a quiet voice. Not Ba'ozne b'nei Iroi. Ba'ozne b'nei Iroi, Nasatiya is also Matone, Azan, Grace and Nodim. Ayan Ephraim is Avraham Leimer Loi. Adoni, Shmaheni. Eretz Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Beini Ubeincho Mahi. Dr. Rashi Beini Ubeincho Bein Shnei Oyhavim Kamoinu Mahi Chashuva. What's a Oyhavim Kamoinu? When did you ever meet Avraham Avinu? When did you become his Oyhav? When are you such good friends with Avraham Avinu? I'm a Shoifet, he's a Nossi. Between us big business people, 400 Shekel, where's Klingel's Cornish? The space called Kvar. What happened to the Matona? Vayishma Avraham El Ephraim. And Avraham understood. It could be Shomea is to listen. Could be to Mekabel. Could be to understand. The Chubas Arashma says about Krishma. Shema can mean all those three things. He understood what he meant. Vayishkol Avraham El Ephraim. Es a kesef ashedive ba'ozne b'nei cheis. Avraham Avinu gave the money ba'ozne b'nei cheis. Arba meir shekel kesef oiva la soichel. When he meant 400 shekel, he didn't mean Israeli shkod. And he didn't even mean shekel ha-koidesh. He meant shkolim shemiskabli b'shekel b'chol mokoim sotrashi. V'esh mokim sheshiklem gedoyim sheinkantarim. 100 times the value of... It was 400,000 shekel. That's what he meant when he said 400 shekel. And then, after he paid the money, by Yochum Stei Ephraim, Hasheba Machpelo, Vechule, Zotrashi, Kimot, Kuma Hoysoloi, Yotze Miad Hediot, Liad Melech. There was an aliyah in the Mokim. Morasa Machpelo now belongs to Avraham Avinu. A meridiki ishtadlus, very clever way of dealing with this Ephraim. And you see something very interesting. The first stage, when he asked the Bnei Chais, and they said, Ish mimela lo yichlem cho, kwa mimisecho, shtet by Yochum Avraham, by Ishtachul Amma Oretz li Bnei Chais. It was Mishtachaveh, Pishut Yodai Maraglai. He hasn't yet achieved what he's going to, what he needs. Who says Ephraim's going to agree? He's Choshesh the whole time that Ephraim won't agree. That's why he didn't go straight to Ephraim. He's doing his whole Ishtablus. We haven't got there yet. What's the Ishtachavoya? Dr. Medrash. Mikan shemoidim al besura toivah. And here you learn, you have to be moided even on the besura toivah. This besura toivah was not the Gemara. Nechleku, I'm a foshim here, what the girsa is. But the pashtas, vayishtachavu la'ab ha'oritz in ibnei cheis, was he bowed down to them. Is the Hodah to them, that he was Moider Makitov to them, Or was it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Ephron agreed to give it, but before they negotiated the money, and Avraham Avinu knows it's going to cost him a lot of money, and Ephron's Nasatir is very betalim. It's a matana which he's going to give him back, a matana of money, and otherwise he won't get the Moral Samach Pela. There's two matanas over here, it's not called a mecher. Ephron was still the big tzaddik. But as soon as Ephron said that he's willing to give it, Vayishtachu Avram lifnei Amhoritz. First time it says, Vayishtachu le Amhoritz lifnei Ches. The second time says, Vayishtachu Avram lifnei Amhoritz. It's Ken Zayin that over here, the Haidah was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, some of the Mephoshim bring that pasuk and say that Mikan Shemoidim on the Surah Toiva. But even so, the deal isn't finished yet. And even if we say the Vayishtachu L'am Haaretz was he was moided to them, there's two levels of being moided. There's being moided to the boss of Adam and being moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chovas Avavah says that he's mispiled. When someone does a toivah for someone else, and the person's making toiv to the human being who did the toivah and forgets where the makar of the toivah is. Sof kol sof, someone gives someone a matana, or someone gives someone tzedakah, that money be'etzim, everybody explains the money which is supposed to go to that ani, it's just a pikadon in the hands of the gvir. And the gvir was zoiche. Kodesh Baruch Hu mezakeh. Galgalel schus alidei zakai. He had a schus mi mekayim the mitzvah. But be'etzin that money isn't his. That money is miyud for the mekabel. And he comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even if it's kipshutai that he was moide le'am horitz libnei ches, it's still shy to say that Enoch HaMami was moided to them and also moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'im timtza loima mikan shem moidim ha-besura toiva, even to the person who gave you a besura toiva. To be moided to the person who gave you the besura toiva. Chaviva Sifsei Sichas Avde Ovois Miterosim Shobonim. The Talmud of Avraham Avinu, Eliezer, also has to go and do Mission Impossible. To get Rivka out of Basur and Lava from Aram, Mekoimam Ramoim. Their Rabbi. So it's going to the head of the mafia and trying to get a tzadikus, a kala for Yitzchak Avinu. It's kibat Mission Impossible. They are such Rabbi that even if you shake their hands, count your fingers and realize, when you count and you've got five fingers on your hand, you're mistaken. You really got four. There's such ramoyim. You don't even chap. V'yesh harbe rayos lezeh. So he also, the merdike shtadlus. Chovas Avodah says that when it comes to inyone mitzvah, a person has to be marbe in shtadlus. The etzim schar for a mitzvah is the hishtadlus which we put into the mitzvah. A person can't say, Ribbono shel Olam, if you want me to put on tefillin, I won't go and make a hishtadlus to get tefillin. I'm going to be talking to the tefillin will come to me. You can't say that. In other areas, you can say that. You don't need hishtadlus in every area. Of a mitzvah, you need the shtadlus. I'll say, if I'm going to have, If you want me to have Dalad Mini, I got Bitachon, you'll bring me Dalad Mini. No, you have to be do the Ishtatus. Here, Mitzvah Kvura, to get Mara Samach Pela, to go do the Shlichas for Avraham Avinu, to make the Shidduch, the maximum Ishtatus. And that explains the whole Arichas here. Don't have time to go through that parsha. Previous years we have gone through. If you learn this parsha, if, when you learn this parsha. A parsha like the story of Eliezer is chazed over at least twice, and some parts four times. Some parts of it four times. When you learn such a parsha in the Torah, you have to be metayik. The Torah tells the story as it happened. And then Eliezer tells over the story, his version of the facts, to Lavan and Besur. Be medayik. There are so many differences between the way Eliezer told it over and the way the Torah says it happened. Over 30 differences. And Be'etzim, the Yisad is Hishtabas. Eliezer's drasha to them is kulay ishtatlus. And every shinui think, oh, why is this good for the ishtatlus? Why is this good for the ishtatlus? And you'll light up a different parasha. Instead of it being a boring parasha, knock them on the whole story again. Ah, wow. It says this, it's this, and this. Look at this. Compare here, compare there. And when he says what he davened for and what actually happened, and then when he tells over what he davened for, and what he tells them happened, that's four times that thing. Each time is different. Be medayik. You have to learn chumish like a lamdu. Don't think there's only lamdus and diyukim in Gemara. Al Kolponim, he's doing this massive ishtablus. It's mission impossible. And he comes, and Rivka comes out, and she's been Mekayim, the tefillah that he davened for. Vayihi kasher kilu agmarim lishtois, vayikach ha'ish, nezim v'zol beka mishkolam, shnei tzmidim al yoteo, asor azol mishkolam. He had bitochen, she was the right girl. Rashi says she was from the mishpocha. So machlokes, whether that was a tenai, it had to be from the mishpacha or only from the mokum. What's moladati mean? Vayoyme, bas mi'at, hagidi lolin, yesh me salvich, mokum nonu lolin, tome elo, bas besu elo noichi ben milka, she yolda le nochar, tome elo, gam tevin, gam mispoi, ravi, monu, gam mokum lolun. Yeah, you can stay by us. No, have we got anywhere yet? Gvaltik. She choshev yichus. If he needs mishpacha, marry. This she's from the mishpacha. We haven't got any way. We've got to get Lavan, Beika Besuel, or really Beika Lavan, to agree to the deal, to agree to the shidduch. And the pashas says they're not going to agree. Vayikoy doish vayishtachu l'ashem. Yofes sichos avdei ofes. Talmid of the Rebbe. Zok the Medrash. Mikan shemoydim al besura toivo. We haven't finished yet. Then Itaka comes. And he tells the whole story. With all his chochmas and all his cheshboinus. Vayihi. Vayan lovan besuil. Vayoimru. Me Hashem yotza adova. Hashloch. They're struck by the whole story. Lenuchal dabre ilecho ra oitoi. Can't say anything bad or good. Ra oitoi. That's absurd. You ever heard such a shidduch? No, we come to finish the shidduch. It's Gemaldi, we can't say anything bad and we can't say anything good. It's a gewaltig shidduch. We can't stop it. We can't agree to it. We will agree to it. Well, it's a ra'ay toiv. Hine rivke lefonecho, kach v'leich, usi isho leven adonecho, kash hedibe Hashem, these oite avaydes zorem mafionerim, suddenly a grace of my meaning. V'hi, kash eshama evit avrom is divrei, v'ayishtachu outzol Hashem. Nachamo. Have we finished the deal? Maybe Eliezer thought, yeah. Not sure. Aliba de emes. You want to know how big your Ramayim they are? Me Hashem yotzadova. Lo nuchal dabre lecho. Ra oitoiv. But we can do ra to you. Macha brocha Eliezer. No, the food's got cold. Es. Chabal. It took so long to tell us the story. Eat something. Avadah. Who switched the plate? The plate was full of sam. Me Hashem yotza dovor. What were they hoping? They'll kill him. They'll kill him. They'll take any other matonas that he brought with him. Me Hashem yotza dovor. I told you. You have to count your fingers. And even after, when you think you've got five fingers, you've only got four. Me Hashem yotza dovor.
Once again, you just said kach v'leich yesterday.
And what happened to Aviha, Achiha, v'ima? Well, we won't discuss where the Surah was. Where did they put the Surah when it dropped dead? He was so excited, he fainted from simcha. And we took him to his bedroom, wherever they took him. But the deal wasn't finished, Lamaisa. Then I don't know if Eliezer understood the risk still. And until he actually takes Rivka with him out of their house, the sakonas are still there. But I'll call upon him as soon as he hears of the Surah Tova by Yikoy. A person can be in a matzav, all sorts of matzavim, and he hears the Besura Toiva in his matzav. The Besura Toiva is also min hashamayim. Not only the Gemara HaMaisa, but every Besura Toiva is everything's min hashamayim. When a Yid lives with the Emunah Pshuta, that everything that happens in the world is min hashamayim, hein l'toiva, hein l'mutav, then he realizes that even a Besura Toiva, in the middle of a whole Hishtadlus, but a Besura Toiva, that's min hashamayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you this Besura Toiva. Be moideh. We had very shver days in the last kufa. But the chesed gadol, even the first, really 24 hours after my wife was taken to the hospital. And it was mamesh sakona atzuma. But even the first time, the next day, the doctor called. The doctor said, the matzah is stable, and there's a slight improvement. At the Surah Taiva. That was Erev Simchas Taiva. We had an interesting Simchas Taiva. We were all in Bidud, me and my three boys. And it was not an easy avoida when my wife was Ben Chaim the Moves. Then we have to have the Simcha and Simchas Taiva. We didn't have a Taiva. We declared whether we should make our coffers around the table. We decided not to, but we said the Nusach. Our boys said, I've never said the nusuf of HaKofus with such a kavanah. Normally on Simchas Torah, you say, Ana Hashem, Oshiyana, Ana Hashem, Afiyana. You're just waiting to get to the next dance, right? A voice that we said, Ana Hashem, Oshiyana, with a completely different... It's the mice, it's not a different kavanah, but with a kavanah. Ana Hashem, Atzlichana. Very different kavanah I've ever had on a Simchas Torah. Oh, but that Besura Taiva, a clean chicken Besura Taiva, the massive stable. But there's a slight improvement. Some doctors, well, I even know, I called just before Shabbos, wanted to hear what's the matzah now. That doctor was lunchtime. What's the matzah now? It was an Arab doctor. He said, yeah, the matzah's still stable, and the numbers are getting better. Not a Besura Taiva. And then he says, "Aval in Mugderet, Tayodeo, she Mugderet, Chola, Kasham, Be'od, Shabbat Shalom." She's critically ill. Good Shabbat Shalom. Oh, Midach Kisa, it's a Besura Taiva. My boys asked me, what did they say? I told them only the first half, not the second half. And each time, there was a Besura Taiva. There's a Shippur Katan. There were those doctors every day, because it was Corona, we couldn't go into the ward, only visit twice a week. And so they had their policy was that every day a doctor called. Give you an update. There are different doctors called, sometimes the same doctor. And some doctors were mechazik. And some doctors you came away feeling good. And some doctors, nobody was ad kadei that Arab doctor. But there were some doctors, one particular doctor, every time, yeah, there's an improvement, but there was always with this guy a but. Every time a but. Okay? But there was a Besura Toivo. Mikan moidim a Besura Toivo, the chesed that the Eibishter gives in a Besura Toivo. Person a shver a matzav, a Besura Toivo, mikan she moidim a Besura Toivo. Because everything is modeled, everything is measured min ha-shamayim. The Gemara says, Cholim, Rav Zayin, ein adam noikef etzboi, alein kei machrizin olav milamala. Person doesn't bang his toe without it being decided milamala and then machrizin milamala. Everything that happens in this world. Dvarim gedoinim and dvarim kitanim, and even at the Surah Torah. This maisa, this parasha, Ken Zayin Nocha Choshev HaHorav Shkedai to think about. Gemara before in Chulin Daf Hey brings the pasuk Odom Ubehema Toshi Hashem. People know the pasuk from Shabbos Mincha. Odom Ubehema Toshi Hashem. Hashem, the mashveh between the Odom and the Behema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzul of Behema, Be'etzim, what is Ashkocha Protis on a Behema, Adam U Behema Toshia Hashem. Omarav Yehuda, Omarav, Eilu Bnei Adam, Shein Arumim Bedas, Umasimim Atzmom Ki Behema. The apostle is talking about a mensch. Bnei Adam, Shein Arumim Bedas, they have tremendous das, Omo, Chochmo. But they make themselves like a behemoth. Rabbi Yeruchim Dashens uses this passage, this Gemara, in many, many places. In many, many places, it applies to the other Sagdoshim. And what's the chat? He uses it slightly different than I'm going to say now. But you see over here, The Arumim Bedas of Avraham Avinu, the Chochma Atzuma that he uses, Umeidach Gisa, it's all min Hashamayim. Arumim Bedas of a Mesivim Atzvon Kemehema. A person has to use his Das and do Ishtadlus where the Torah is Mechayev Ishtadlus. Eliezer is Merdik Ishtadlus. Of Arumin Bedah, Bitochen is not a steer to Hishtadlus. He says, when a person bechuyim to use Hishtadlus, he has to realize that the Hishtadlus is also the Yad Hashem. Achu yis'ale, hinehu ha-poyel va-mesabev es-asibo yis'alonu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the poyel of the Hishtadlus. U-birtsoisoy mis'nahalois heim bedarkeim atidiyois. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Ishtadlus is going to work, the effects of what should be from what he's doing will happen. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Ishtadlus won't work or even produce the opposite what the person's trying. And it brings Kama V'Kama Rayas. He call asibus choisres el kulosoi, upoyalois lefig zeiras retsoinoi, ukfufois lechefsoi. All the ishtadlus, person doing ishtadlus and that, putting into effect the whole thing, it's all kof of rotzen Hashem. He brings a raya from the Ovis HaKadoshim. Bechol maaseim, loisomchu al cheshboi noiseihem viyiki osom. Anything they did, they weren't soilech on their cheshbonis and their hishtadliyos. Lachay livzoi soma ashkocho elokis v'ma'amatzehem v'siyatom v'mahaleichem horegilim v'ativim b'chol nidudehem. And because they were so clear to them that the hishtadlis is also b'yad Hashem. I'm going to do this hishtadlis, it's all b'yad Hashem. It wasn't the Ishtadlus which produced the result. Who made Ephraim that day the Shofet? Lichaira, if we see that book that day, Ephraim Yoshav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesabeh, in order to get Ephraim to respond to this whole Hishtadlus of Avraham Avinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mesabeh, that Ephraim should be the judge. That day, he's Meshuga with his Gaiva. Yeah, Avraham Avinu with all his Chachma. Amen to Alz Min Hashem. Who can sign the Fizeh? We have a Hezbeh. Why Eliezer did so much Hishtadlus? But then what he actually asked for, that the Naira comes out and does this crazy thing which he's asking, he's going to ask a Naira. He's standing there, his big Eved, and his ten Avodim with him, and all his camels, and he's going to run up to a girl and say, Hagmini no ma'amayim, and expect her to say, I'll not only give you, I'll give water to all the camels. But why did he do that? If you say that he was supposed to go to Mishpachto Shel Avraham, then why didn't he go? Why didn't he turn up, knock on the door of Bisuel, and start the Ishtadlus there? But just like Avraham didn't go to Ephraim because he knew it wouldn't work. He didn't do it like this. He did this whole Chochman, whole Ishtadlus. But not only that, He left a mochim for siyata d'shmaya. It has to be. He wasn't being toiler on his own hishtadlus bichlal. Uvechein, the second that even part of the hishtadlus works, moidim of the surah toiler. Because if you live with the hakara, then everything's from Hashem Yisbarach. My ishtadlus is not my ishtadlus. I'm doing the ishtadlus in exercise. It's not koichi yotzim yadi. It's als min hashamayim. I'm just being yotzim when I have to be yotzim. Then as soon as there's a mashahu, it's all min hashamayim. Moidim abasura toim. The chesed gadol of the besura toivah, and the chizuk in emunah that being moed al besura toivah gives a person to live, to realize everything's min hashamayim, everything's measured, every prat and sif cotton is measured min hashamayim. And the opposite. One more he'ora, very nachutz for this oilam. Maybe it's kosher, not kosher. But my he'ora chashuv v'mo'id. Everybody knows that when Ephron took the money, he was chaser vav. He lost the vav. Everywhere else is spelt with the vav. He took the money. He loses the vav. Ephron without a vav is gematria 400. It's also gematria Mephoshim bring ra'ay, because he was a ra'ay. There is a vav which ledaiti is nivul pem mamish, which a lot of people say in our society, how much is he worth? How much is a yid worth? But what do they mean? How much money he has in the bank? A yid's worth the money he has in the bank. How much is he worth? Well, in the old days, there was a shuk shel avadim, so you could be shoychel how much he's worth. As an eved. And there's a parsha of erechin in the Torah, and the cheshbon with erechin is the fee. Is avodas Hashem. Ve'im calls there, the Torah always calls it erkecha. It's a strange lashon. Doesn't mean your erech, pashtus. Why is it always called erkecha? The Mefarshim say because it's not the true erech of a person. How can you estimate what a person's really worth? Olam haba, mitzvahs, Torah. How much is a person worth? Infinite. Olam haba, that's what a person's worth. The Torah gives this mahala to make this carbon, this nedavah to the Beis HaMikdash. And there everybody, even the richest man, is equal to the poorest man. About Kolponim, that's true when a yid understands what it's all about. Of a man who's Taker all kol kulay chai for geld, and that's his whole metzias. Nebuch, he taker became worth 400 shekels.